on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
This is the mid-evening news at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. In this bulletin, the PRO of the Make Action Group says campaigners will have to regroup after the government voted to reject all homeowner amendments to the new Make a Bill.
Completely let down and a complete waste of 6 months of our lives that we'll never get back.
Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh resigned the Fine Gael Party Whip to vote against the government's Make a Bill, meaning they no longer hold a majority in the Dáil.
I obviously made a decision based on my gut on this.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has resigned after almost 60 of his MPs left the British government in the last 2 days. And there have been calls on Marine Minister Charlie McConlogue to listen to the fishing sector over rising fuel costs. We'll have those stories in full and a lot more coming up over the next half hour. Kenny Harkin will be here at 5:15 with all the latest in sport, and Chris Ashmore will have this week's farming news and views as well. To this evening's main stories, and the new defective blocks bill passed through the Dáil last night as dozens of amendments were voted down by government. This means that at present, foundations are not to be included in the scheme. AS465 will remain as the building standard, and there's currently no facility to increase the cost cap outside of the Housing Minister choosing to do so once a year. As amendment after amendment was either voted down or ruled out of order, Donegal TD Pearce Doherty stressed these were not political amendments, but were those sought by homeowners.
Ken Corley, I'm very minded that we who are privileged to be elected in this House are messengers of the people, and this isn't our amendment, although my name, Deputy O'Brien's, Rose Conway-Walsh, Deputy McLaughlin, other colleagues' names do this. This is the people's amendment. The EASE80 amendments come from the people, and not only do they come from the people, Minister, they come from the people who are mostly affected as a result of this. They come from the people who have campaigned for this for over 10 years, who have time and time again shown that the scheme and solutions that have been put forward by your department, by the officials, by yourself, are flawed, are defective, just as the concrete blocks that make up their homes. And that's the reality. And even though tonight you have lost and the government have lost its majority in terms of numerical numbers, the reality is this government has lost the support of the people for a long period of time. But change is happening. And I have no doubt the way that you are ramming this through, that these families, as they said in the statement that was read into the record by Ona Brin, that this campaign will go on and change will happen. You may be able to try and whip people and get your Green Party supporters and your Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael supporters to ram this through tonight, but change is happening. These 80 amendments will be given effect because people will not give up till they get this right. This amendment makes sense. There's nobody in this House, if they had to put the money in their pocket and build a new house, that they would build a house that they had a suspicion that the foundations that it was being built on was defective. A foundations that was created with the same aggregate material that went into the blocks that are proven to be defective, that they can see with their own eyes the cracks in the walls, that they can put, they see with their own fingers it crumbling in their own hands. Minister, you wouldn't do it, I wouldn't do it, we shouldn't be asking the homeowners of Donegal, Mayo, Sligo, Limerick or anywhere else to do it.
Housing Minister Dara O'Brien has continued to insist the scheme is still greatly enhanced and claimed that the cost cap will not be a barrier to 100% redress.
A greatly enhanced scheme that will provide 100% redress and will provide a second grant to the scheme, access to the scheme for a second grant, will provide a 40-year guarantee, will ensure there is no financial barriers to enter the scheme, as in the previous scheme. In early 2020. There's no upfront cost of €5,000, €6,000, €7,000 into that scheme. And I could go on, but deputies will be aware of this. This is a greatly enhanced scheme and an improvement on the previous one that will provide 100% redress so people can get their homes. I'm allowed to respond, Deputy O'Brien. So people can get their homes back on track and get their lives back on track. And that's what we want. We want engagement from the housing agency as well, which will be there, resourcing the housing agency on the ground, independent appeals, independent assessments. So, this is a vast improvement from the previous scheme. And I thank the residents for the work that they've done in ensuring that we have got this far. And what the Oireachtas needs to do this week and next is to pass the legislation so we can put the new scheme in place and make sure that the new scheme works for residents, which I'm absolutely confident that it will.
However, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has rejected the Minister's claims.
Just want to respond about what the Minister said there. And the Minister is adamant that this is a well-improved scheme and everybody should accept it and that they're on that basis. I don't think anybody's argued here that this isn't an improved scheme on the previous scheme, but the problem is that it's not improved enough. And the problem is that families are going to have to wait and go through for the third iteration of this to come around to actually get redress and to be able to rebuild their homes. And that's what's wrong with this scheme.
Mike Action Group PRO Michael Doherty was one of a large group of homeowners in the public gallery for last night's Dáil debate. On today's 9 till noon show, he shared a reflection he wrote after arriving home early this morning. He also said campaigners will now regroup.
I got up and I wrote a few words down, which I've never done before. But the way I saw it was how Anna was there and we all felt it. And I wrote it, we sat in the gallery, filled with anger and tears, watching every affected homeowner get sentenced and fined tens of thousands of euros the rest of their lives, but no one could tell us what we'd done wrong. And this statement about a much better bill than before, compared to what? Compared to an absolutely useless bill that was never, ever going to work. So we had over 100,000 as an average. Now we're down to probably 50 or 60. Mm. But if you go to a bank and you haven't got a means of borrowing, it doesn't matter if it's 50, 60 or 60 or 100,000. You just don't have the means to do it. So this was an opportunity to get it right this time. All the creativity came from the homeowners. The solutions came from the homeowners. I will be publishing minutes very, very shortly because I've nothing to lose at this stage of the meetings that took place between John O'Connor, Kevin Dillon and myself and Martina Hegarty and Michael Carr. And that tabled the progress that was being made. So much of this was so nearly over the line and it could have been a good scheme. And I said I would personally go to Dublin. I would stand shoulder to shoulder with the minister and endorse the scheme. But we needed these certain things over the lines. There was nothing in there that wasn't doable. And then at the 11th hour, we saw all that withdrawn and we got the same bill that we basically had other than the sliding scale of November last year. Completely let down and a complete waste of 6 months of our lives that we'll never get back.
Last night in the Dáil, Donegal TD Joe McHugh confirmed he was resigning the Fine Gael party whip, eliminating the government's Dáil majority in the process. However, the housing minister says he has no doubt Deputy McHugh will continue to support the government. McHugh's decision to vote against the redress scheme for impacted homeowners means the government has now lost its effective majority. Housing Minister Darragh O'Brien, however, says he respects Deputy McHugh's decision despite its implications.
This is a 2.7 billion euro intervention. It's substantial increases, and Joe has engaged very well right the way through this process. He made his decision there yesterday. I respect that. If the opposition got their way last night and voted against this legislation, we'd be back to the old scheme. So we need to get moving with this. That's why we need to get it passed by the summer, to get the scheme in place in the autumn and to help people get their homes. Joe, I know for a long time, I have immense regard for him, and I've no doubt he will continue to support the government.
A special meeting of Donegal County Council will take place on Monday to discuss the findings of an external review of the acquisition of 5 houses at Ancranla Estate in Buncrana by the authority. It's understood that the review, which was circulated to council staff and members yesterday, found the council acted properly and that there is no impropriety in the transaction. The purchase of the houses has come under scrutiny because some of them were subsequently found to have mica. Boris Johnson has resigned as leader of the British Conservative Party. He's set to remain on as the Prime Minister until a replacement is elected, however. He decided to quit after almost 60 of his MPs resigned over the last 2 days. Speaking today outside 10 Downing Street, he said no one in politics is indispensable.
As we've seen at Westminster, the herd instinct is powerful. When the herd moves, it moves. And my friends, in politics, no one is remotely indispensable. And our brilliant and Darwinian system will produce another leader equally committed to taking this country forward through tough times.
The Taoiseach has said Boris Johnson's exit as Prime Minister will be a chance to reset Anglo-Irish relations. Micheál Martin said he strongly disagreed with Johnson on a political level and that relations are now at a low point. The Taoiseach says it's important the two governments have close relations to develop stability in the north.
Because ultimately it's that core guarantor role that we both have, that both governments have, that is key to the future development of the Good Friday Agreement in all its aspects. And I think there's an opportunity to reset that with a new Prime Minister at some stage coming onto the scene.
Marine Minister Charlie McConlogue has been urged to act urgently on foot of a joint statement from Ireland's fishing and fish producer organisations. Several groups have come together to sign the document, urging government to provide urgent financial support to their industry to help them cope with the crisis of rising fuel prices and other costs. It follows a meeting yesterday between Minister McConlogue and the various groups. Sinn Féin's Marine spokesperson and Donegal deputy Potter McLaughlin says the minister simply doesn't understand the significance of the current crisis.
Every single national organisation representing fishermen or fish producers coming together, that's the scale of the crisis. They're literally saying that we cannot go to sea, we cannot catch fish. They've been raising this for months and months now. The level that they need to make a profit is less than 60 cents, you know, a litre, and they're paying 1.30 plus. He doesn't understand the significance of every single national fishing organisation with that statement, unprecedented, such as the scale of this crisis. They can't sit in their hands any longer. There is money in the European Commission that's been released. I think there's another lump of money there in recent days. They can dip into that and help our fishermen, as has happened in other European countries.
And a survey of dental costs has uncovered significant variations between counties and even surgeries in the same area. Dublin had the highest price for a filling, costing patients €170 at a surgery in Blackrock. That's compared to €35 at a surgery in County Donegal. The research from the Irish Independent also found some dentists were charging double their competitors' prices in some areas. Fintan Hurahan, the chief executive with the Irish Dental Association, says the costs involved can have a big impact.
I think it reflects the fact that it's more expensive to provide dental care in different parts of the country. So primarily the costs dentists incur relate to property-related costs and employment or labour costs. So we all know it's more expensive to live and work in Dublin, and that's why the fees in Dublin are higher than elsewhere. So there's a fairly simple explanation for it.
The time's 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll take a short break. Sport with Kenny's coming up after these.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15, time to go over to Kenny Harkin with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Daniel. Starting with soccer, and Derry City and Sligo Rovers begin their Europa Conference League adventures this evening. Derry City welcome three-time Latvian champions Riga to the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. Kickoff there is at 7:45. Sligo, they have crossed the Irish Sea to play Cymru Premier runners-up Ballytown. Kick-off on that one in Wales. That starts at 7 o'clock. Well, there should be a packed house in the Ryan McBride Brandywell this evening. The Candy Stripes boss, Rory Higgins, says their opposition tonight are of high quality.
Aye, they're really good players, and players we see, like real strong CVs, played at big clubs, and it just shows you the sort of investment and resources at Riga, and that they can attract them types of players. So, and a lot of players there have European experience as well. So that'll stand to them, I'm sure. But I think a Brandywell up and at them sort of atmosphere, and our players coming into good form again, it makes for an interesting tie, and we want to be positive and try and win the game.
Yeah, hopefully a good performance from City tonight and the Brandywell and Sligo. As I say, they start at 7 o'clock in Wales. There's one game in the SSE Electricity Premier Division tonight. It's an important game at the bottom of the table. UCD, the bottom club, they welcome Bohemians to Belfield. Kickoff in that one is 7:45. And some other news about signings. Finn Harps, they have announced the signing of Adam McCaffrey. The Adam Academy a graduate has returned to training after suffering serious injury in December. McCaffrey is a highly regarded prospect, and he has risen through the ranks of Finn Harps Academy, joining the Finn Harps senior team. So Adam McCaffrey, well done to him. And Tyler Tolan has moved to Spain to sign with Levante. She signed a two-year deal with the Spanish club. Tyler won the double last season in Scotland with Celtic, but she left Celtic a couple of weeks ago, and she was in Spain recently to sign with the Premier Division club Levante. Northern Ireland ladies, they play their first ever game at a major women's finals this evening. Kenny Shields' side take on Norway in Group A of Euro 2022. Kickoff in Southampton this evening is at 8 o'clock. In other news cross-channel, Liverpool defender Joe Gomez has signed a new long-term contract with the club. Last summer's arrival of Ibrahim Konaté saw his game time become more limited, and it had been thought he would leave this summer. Gomez's new contract keeps him at Anfield until 2027. And Leeds have continued rebuilding their squad ahead of the new signing with signing of Luis Sinisterra. The Colombian helped Feyenoord reach the final of last season's Conference League, scoring 11 times in Europe. Sinisterra signed a 5-year deal at Elland Road, costing Leeds €25 million. In rugby, Matt Hansen replaces Keith Ayres on the wing for Ireland's second test with the All Blacks. It's the only change from last week's defeat at Eden Park. Johnny Sexton has been cleared to play after taking a knock to the head last week, and he continues at out half. Scott Barrett switches from blindside to the All Blacks second row, with both Sam Whitelock ruled out through concussion. Dalton Papali comes in on the open side of the New Zealand scrum. In golf, there's no catching Cameron Tringali as the opening day of the Scottish Open winds down. The American holds a 3-shot lead on 9 under par following a flawless round of 61. Jonathan Caldwell opened with a 1 over par round of 71. Out in the course at the moment, Patrick Harrington's level par with 4 to play. In cycling, reigning champion Tadej Pogačar has claimed today's 6th stage of the Tour de France. The Slovenian won in a sprint into Longwy ahead of Michael Matthews. Pogačar has also claimed the overall leader's yellow jersey with today's win. In cricket, Ireland's men's head coach Henrik Milan looks set to miss Sunday's first one-day international with New Zealand. He's tested positive for COVID-19 and is currently isolating. Ireland play New Zealand in 3 ODIs at Malahide before a T20 series at Stormont. And just finally on the score this evening after 7 o'clock news, former Finn Harps captain Declan Boyle is looking ahead to Finn Harps' trip to Shelburne, and they'll be looking at Derry's European tie with Riga and of course Sligo away to Ballytown. Oisin Kelly looks at Derry's All-Ireland semi-final with Martin McHugh later on, and we'll hear from national shot put record holder speaking to Oisin Kelly, John Kelly. That's the score programme tonight after the 7 o'clock news. Back to Daniel.
Thanks, Kenny. Weather now dry for the rest of today with a mix of cloud and sunshine. It'll be largely cloudy tonight with some patchy late rain in places, with lowest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees. To this evening's main stories once again, and the PRO of the Make Action Group says campaigners will have to regroup after the government voted to reject all homeowner amendments to the new Mica Bill. Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh resigned the Fine Gael Party Whip to vote against the government's Mica Bill last night, meaning they no longer hold a majority in the Dáil. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has resigned after almost 60 of his MPs left the British government in the last 2 days. And there have been calls on Marine Minister Charlie McConlogue to listen to the fishing sector over rising fuel costs. That's all from the news desk for now. I'll have headlines again coming up at 6 o'clock. But now it's time for this week's Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore.
Highlands Farming News and Views is brought to you in association with Lifford Credit Union, who have recently launched Cultivate, an agricultural loan at only 6.55%, APR 6.75%. Call in to any of their 3 offices for more information or to make an appointment. Lifford Credit Union, Rafoe Newton Lifford, supporting local farmers.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll hear more about the new Agri-Climate Rural Environmental Scheme, or ACRES as it's referred to. But first, just some advance notice about a number of events coming up. Next Wednesday, the 13th of July, there'll be a Dairy Open Day in the Teagasc Ballyhays Agricultural College in Cavan. The theme of this year's event is Future-Proofing Irish Dairy Farming, and it will be of considerable interest to dairy farmers in Donegal. More information is on the Teagasc website. On Tuesday, the 19th of July, there'll be an Energy and Farm Show at Gertine Agricultural College in Roscrea, and on Wednesday, July the 20th, there'll be a farm safety event on the Porter Family Farm in Carrigans, and we'll have more details on that next week. Well, over the last few days, many of you may have heard about the government's new agri-environmental scheme. It's the Agri-Climate Rural Environmental Scheme, or ACRES. And we're going to hear a lot more about it in the weeks and months ahead. Well, Henry O'Donnell is the project manager for Donegal ACRES Cooperative Area, and he's joined me on the line to tell us a little bit more. So in simple terms, Henry, first of all, this new programme, it's an environmental, agri-environmental scheme. Essentially, it's going to reward farmers for having good environmental practices on their lands.
That's right, Chris. The ACRES scheme is the replacement for the GLAS scheme that farmers currently have participated in. Now, I suppose the big difference going forward for farmers is that this new environment scheme is divided into two streams. We have the general stream and the cooperation area stream. Now, the idea behind this is that environmentally important areas have the option to draw down additional funding for additional measures to deliver more for the environment, Chris.
So if we look at Donegal, there's going to be big interest in this. There's going to be a lot of farmers getting involved. In a sense, I suppose it's a bottom-up response to the environmental challenges that we're all facing.
It's a follow-on from the EIP structures, where there have been locally led teams which have been found to be very effective in delivering environmental measures in cooperation with farmers. The Department of Agriculture has produced this cooperation area map of Donegal using parameters like water quality, ground nesting, birds, all important environmental aspects. So farmers are very definitively told by their advisor looking at the map whether they are in this area or not. And if they're in this area, they can avail of additional measures and additional funding. And they will be cooperating with this local team who hopefully will provide sensible options for farmers to do additional measures and get paid for them, which hopefully will make a difference to some of our endangered species and protect the good environment that we already have here in vast areas of Donegal.
Now, it's the department who have announced details of the scheme, but here in Donegal, the Inishowen Development Partnership is going to be a key player.
Yeah, well, what has happened is the Department of Agriculture has put out to tender some aspects of the cooperation work. Inishowen Development Partnership in partnership with Inishowen Farm Innovations, who ran and are still running the Inishowen Uplands EIP, came to together to put in a tender to deliver some of these services for farmers in Donegal, and we were successful. So, you know, we're hoping to continue the locally led aspect and get sensible measures for farms in Donegal that work well for the farmer as well as for the environment.
So just to give people an idea of some of the things that will happen, farmers, in effect, will be paid to do out work on their land, which could improve the habitats. It could be the water quality, the hedgerows, all sorts of different things. And let's talk about money here. I mean, we're talking about an annual payment of up to €10,500.
That's correct, Chris. Well, all farmers in Donegal can avail or enter into the environmental ACRES scheme. And there, in the general area, there's a cap on payments just slightly over 7,000. And within the cooperation area, farmers have the option to engage with additional measures to bring their payments up to 10,500 if they have the area, the quantity of land and land suitable for some of the measures.
And just to put it into perspective, the government has said that we're talking about a €1.5 billion scheme, and they're hoping to target some 50,000 farmers. That just gives you an indication of the scale of it.
Yeah, exactly. And to put that into perspective for Donegal, we have been given figures that there's approximately 4,500 farmers that have land in Donegal in the cooperation area. And the department expects that at least 60% of those will join up to the acres scheme.
Now, worth pointing out that the scheme is not due to begin until January of next year. But between now and then, there is a lot of information available. You can go onto the department's website. So what would your advice be to farmers at this stage to plan ahead?
The first thing I would say is that, similar to GLAS, all acres farm sustainability plans will have to be created by the farmer's advisor. So I would be saying to all farmers to contact their advisor, who firstly will be able to tell them which stream of the acres program they're in. And the second thing I would say is that applications for joining the scheme will be starting in the two last quarters of 2022. All advisors in Donegal have been trained in the administration of acres in the last few days. Now, it's important to state that there is a move to results-based payments, where farmers' land is going to be given a score relating to the environmental quality of the land. So that's a new departure, and it's something that farmers need to get their head around as to how it will work. It's not a flat rate payment per hectare anymore. It's going to be a payment based on the quality of the positive indicators on the land. The Department of Agriculture has to show the EU that these payments are actually delivering results relating to the environment.
And it's interesting to note that in areas of high environmental priority, be they upland or coastal, it'll be a case of a certain percentage of your land or a certain amount of hectares having to fall into the co-op area for you to qualify for the cooperative approach.
Yeah, that's right. Any farmer that to get into the cooperative approach has to have a minimum of 3 hectares within the mapped area, or a minimum of 20% of their land. Now, if farmers go to their advisor, that there's a simple checker that the advisor has access to, and farmers actually have access to themselves. And it will be added to, we're told, in August, where a farmer will actually be able to find out exactly how much of his land is within or outside this area.
And finally, the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnell-Logue, well, he's described it as an exciting time for farm families. Overall, you're pretty upbeat about it.
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity for farmers to add to their income. They're getting paid for a different aspect of their farming.
And that was Henry O'Donnell. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Highlands Farming News and Views is brought to you in association with Lifford Credit Union, who have recently launched Cultivate, an agricultural loan at only 6.55%, APR 6.75%. Call in to any of their 3 offices for more information or to make an appointment. Lifford Credit Union. Rafo Newton Lifford, supporting local farmers.
The obituary notices for Thursday evening, July the 7th. The death has taken place of Mary Doherty, Upper Main Street, Donegal Town, and formerly of Carrick Mahon and Teevneebins Clohan. Mary's remains are reposing at her niece Joanne McGlynn's home at Finnabans, Barnsmore, Donegal Town. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. for Equerrian Mass in St Patrick's Church, Donegal Town at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Kiltievoge Cemetery, Glenfinn. The death has occurred of Dinny Grant, Upper Ballyliffin, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 p.m. Going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Equerrian Mass at 3 o'clock, with interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to St Columbkill Village Centre, Clay, Clonmany, care of any family member or McFeely Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family and friends only, please, from 1:30 p.m. on the day of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv.
The death has occurred of Kathleen Mulson, Drumgorman, Mount Charles. Remains arriving at St John's Church, Inver, this evening at 7 p.m. to repose overnight. Funeral service on Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St John's Church, Inver, or the Donegal Town Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Gallagher's Funeral Home, Mount Charles. House private, please. The death has occurred of Mervyn McClure, Lurgy, Letterkenny. Mervyn's remains will repose at his brother Derek and sister-in-law Janice's residence at Knockbrack, Letterkenny until 10 p.m. today. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m, travelling via the Lurgy Road, going to Rye Presbyterian Church, Manor Cunningham, for 2 p.m. funeral service of Thanksgiving. Interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the emergency department, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Brian Dolty Boyle, Kincastle. His remains are reposing at his home with rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Funeral service on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. in St Mary's Church, Kincastle, with interment afterwards in Belcrutch Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Dunloe Community Hospital, care of any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.